Blog Talk Radio.
Listen what the old head said.
Welcome to Wake Up World. I'm your host, James Easton. With me tonight is Brandon Council, and we're going to talk about just stuff in general. We were just talking before the show. Brandon, are you there?
Yo.
Yeah, we were just talking before the show about a couple things. The fact that the Pope showed up in America, and he's going to go to the Congress, which is the first time ever. Why he's doing this, nobody knows. But some would preclude that it's because he's going to introduce a one-world religion, along with all the other one-world fun stuff going on. What are your thoughts on that, Brandon?
Well, actually, that's kind of interesting, especially how you just put that. I wasn't aware that, I don't know, it just sounds weird. What he was saying that he's coming here like for, like to talk about like religions and stuff, or?
Well, to be quite honest with you, there's, you know, what business does the Pope have addressing Congress? It's not like a public forum for discussion.
The Vatican's a country. What business does Netanyahu have of Israeli Jew? What business does he have in attempting to address Congress, you know, more so to that point. But I get where you're going at with that. And
that's the other point, is that the way careful. Things have been going, the way things have been carrying on in Congress and in the legislative and the Supreme Court, is that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They make up their own rules now, and the shit rolls downhill. I mean, look at the police state. Now, the Vatican is actually a city state, but for all intents and purposes, it is a country. The problem here isn't that the Pope is a head of state. It's the fact that he's the Pope. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, it was just, I don't know if it was the phone going in or not or what. But, yeah, there's like, I don't know what it's called exactly. I'll have to look. But it's like the three mysteries or like the three secrets of the church or something like that. I'm not quite sure what it is. But it was based on these people who came to prophecies through, I guess, like visitation of like these angels or whatever. Basically, is what it was. These three sisters, they were nuns, and they had, I guess, these things told to them from some angel or whatever by God. And one of the things was something about the popes and about the Pope, and stating that he would be the one to usher in a one-world religion. This happened a long time ago. This happened in like the 1940s, and it wasn't until 1975. That the third secret was actually revealed. Can't recall what the first two were, but I think the third one had something to do with the downfall of all countries, so to speak, and all religions. I mean, I definitely could see some sort of thing being ushered in, especially with the way that Russia and Israel and Cuba are working together. U.S.-Israeli relations are, this is just because, Obama and his administration and agency are just so shitty at international, communication. International policy, international diplomacy is just crap. And that has caused, like, a very large rift, a very severe rift between Israel and the United States. It's not like we still don't, give them billions of dollars a year. I'm sure that we do, but I'm pretty sure that where that money is being financed to has been cut in some areas that are maybe more so important to them than the money, itself, than the rest of the money itself. In other words, if they were to take away, you know, the money or take away the rest of the money, they probably would have rather had the deferences to where they actually wanted that to go stay in place rather, you know. So, by the way, again, these countries, one thing that they have in common are, well, except for Israel, but, you know, communism and the communist state. Of course, you know, not so much Russia today as yesterday. And that's just because, you know, there's an evolution to communism, and it is something that, you know, they say that dissolved with the Soviet Union, but I believe that it didn't dissolve. What happened was it was just a transference of power. And we could talk about that some other time, the exact, you know, details to that. But in reality, they are a, you know, communistic state. Along with, look at, I mean, China and stuff. I mean, you know, Mao, he basically turned over a country that was full of agriculturists, you know, horticulturalists. And that's what their GDP was dependent on. And overnight, literally overnight, within a 20-year span, you know, let's say somewhat of over 3/4 of the world of China's population was just gone. This is one of the most, you know, largest atrocities, largest feats of human loss of human life in history. Far, you know, doubled that, far more than what happened during World War II and the Holocaust. And is something that is greatly overlooked here in the United States, at least from the educational end of the spectrum of it. And again, he took a whole country that was GDP was based on agriculture, and he turned it into a capitalist, communistic, socialist, capitalist, communist society.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about three layers here. The first layer is total awareness and consciousness. It's being awake and being enlightened, basically. The second layer is in between the first and the third, and it's sort of like a mix. The third layer is sheep layer, I call it, and it's what everybody is fed by the lying television and the lying government and the lying corporations and so on. It's the bullshit matrix that people live in, and that's the majority of people. Anyone between those two states is sort of like in transition. So they can get confused, and it's like having the puzzle partially pieced together, but not completely. So you can't be sure you haven't finished your work yet, you know. But what I'm trying to get at here is that by talking on the level that people understand, if we're talking to people that are sheeple, sure, you know, you have geopolitics and you have all these historical events and so on to draw comparisons or to make claims or to state what's going to happen. But what I'm trying to get at is, I'll be straight up with you. I mean, I think it's really this simple, is that everybody in power is a marionette. Everyone in power is a puppet. They're put there on purpose, and they are guided or directed or managed or micromanaged.
True.
Or whatever.
True.
And everything that they're telling us is all lies. The reason why it's played out in this theatrical stage of over time since 9/11 till now is to make a series of events possible so that they build the steps to their stairway to hell or whatever they want to call it, because these people are actually really evil. The evil people around the world, if they weren't so evil, they would have saved the world and made it a paradise, but they haven't, never will, and they never would. Go ahead.
Well, you know, yeah, I definitely agree that the world leaders are most likely just puppets on a string. I don't know, man. I mean, really, when you look at it, this world less than 100 years ago, you know, even by 1918, I mean, the last empire in the world fell. Well, I mean, you could count. You could count, definitely count, like, I don't know, you count the empire of, let's say, like, the two largest empires in the world, Germany and Russia. I mean, Germany and Russia were the largest empires in the world.
Right.
And for the longest time, the most persistent as well. They lasted well over 500 some odd years. My point here is that, you know, they were, again, they were, you know, empires. I mean, while, you know, while the Holy Roman Empire was in power, you know, the German the German Empire was throne of Italy. He was the king of Italy. So it was like that for a very long time. And whether or not power was consolidated between the two, which I don't think it was, it's sort of irrelevant. Because, I mean, by the time you get to, you know, 1918 and 1909, you have, again, I say two of the world's largest empires essentially crumble underneath the facade of you know, political rationale. So this is just a matter of time before the tables turn once again, and it's no longer the political paradigm in which we operate by. It'll be some other sort of paradigm. You know, some people, you know, claim like the financial sector is another one of those paradigms that the world operates from. And if you look at it, that's not essentially a empire. That's sort of a living, breathing, self-replicating type of machine, financial, you know, the financial institution, I guess. But more so, I mean, if you really look at all of the political ideology that has survived since the fall of those empires and is still alive and breathing to this day, besides the financial paradigm, would be the communism. I mean, you know, communism nowadays we misinterpret a lot, at least here in America, because we go by Orwellian language, or, you know, the Orwellian lexicon. We go by words that mean one thing 1 minute and then are given a different definition the next. However, if you look at the etymology of the word, the origin of these words, you'll always find out exactly what they mean if you go by the people who wrote them. So somebody like, Herzl, the guy Thomas Herzl, who did, made the Zionist movement. You can look at Karl Marx, who, with the help of, you know, Paine and a few other people, created the, you know, context for communism and what they believed was and again, a lot of this was done because of the fact that these empires needed a way to still survive and manage money on an international marketable level. And so, again, until essentially, I can't really see the paradigm as it is now, the ideological political paradigm as it is now, essentially turning over until it turns over financially. So I believe that, you know, the new world religion will be ushered in with the downfall of the American dollar. And again, people don't understand what turnover of finance means, turnover of a dollar, you know what I mean? London and Europe, they've had, you know, different types of currencies, more so in the last 60 years, you know, turnover. So their currency turns over to something else, like, let's say, pound to euro or squib or something like that, you know. Well, I think the French had the squib for a while. But either way, that's besides the point. It's just, you know, it seems almost like repetitive until something breaks and changes and is done not through that exact change itself. That change are the people who don't understand what's happening. And in a world like today, this can actually most likely have an adverse effect or an adverse intention on what, you know, these people are planning for. You know what I mean? It could go completely the other way. Again, I say this because the world's not dictated by empires anymore. It's dictated more so by a corporatocracy, a corporate rule.
Yeah, well, given the fact that in America and in other places in the world, corporations are considered to be people. I mean, that's really a stretch. But when you have judges in the States going, oh, yeah, they're people, just affirming that a corporate entity represents a single individual. But then there's that wonderful statement, you know, the day that we execute a corporation in Texas is the day that I recognize that corporations are people. They're not, and they represent the ability to have liability divested from an individual or a group of individuals into an entity, a corporation. And it's a bastardization of the original intention of a corporation. But now what we've got are these bloody goddamn conglomerate megalithic corporations. And they are stamping on people. And the people are minimalistic in comparison. It's not about it's for the people, by the people, of the people. It's for the corporation, of the corporation, by the corporation, and so on. The whole game plan has changed. The frontier has been completely, the landscape has just completely changed, but they're still going with the same crap, like vote for these candidates, like as if your vote means a damn fucking thing. You know, the people they prop up there as electoral candidates, they're fucking pathetic, and we all know it. I mean, do we resign ourselves to thinking that, oh, it'll be Bush or Hillary? Like, come on, that's like, should I shoot myself in the right side of my head or the left side of my head? It's that stupid. And
it's that paradigm that will soon break too.
Yeah, but it'll fall away for another paradigm, which we are not, like you and I and everybody in this place, don't want, and that's the New World Order. And you know, you say we are the New World Order sometimes, and I'm like, yes, we are. I mean, it's already in place that we have our puppets as leaders. We have these corporations.
You're right.
Eating up all the resources in the world. We have chemtrails flying over us because of the UN Agenda 21. But it's still a masquerade. It's still a big lie. And they're going to come out and say, okay, it's the New World Order. Here you go. And we're going to kill off 90% of you, starting with you and you and you and you. And then, you know, then come the tanks and the guns and the military guys and anyone who's center and anyone who has a gun and anyone, you know, who didn't listen or got a parking ticket and didn't pay for it, whatever the case, they're gonna start systematically mowing down people. And it's going to start in the United States because they're the people with all the guns. Everybody else in the world is fucked.
Well, they're the ones with the weakest financial system right now. I mean, as far as fracturing
I hardly think
goes.
It has anything to do with the financial system, because when a push comes to shove, people can barter and trade. People can make their own currency. People can trade gold and silver.
And that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem that poses the threat to that financial industry. You know what I'm saying? That's that threat that people are actually doing those things that you were saying. You know, like trading. Bartering, trading on like Craigslist and shit like that. I mean, it's just those and Bitcoin. These are just minuscule examples, but these are real big ideas. You know what I mean? That could fracture that, you know, that financial setting. And again,
can I say something really quick? They have this bloody evil plan, and they're rolling out their plans. It started with 9/11, and they've affected a sequential. Sort of enlisted sequential sort of one false flag after the other to chip away at the gun ownership, where you'll have non-gun owners fighting with gun owners trying to convince them to get rid of their guns. Once the fact is, like Pol Pot, like Mao, like Hitler, once people are disarmed, it's over. If you have any single word of dissent against the government, they kill you. It's a fucking serious goddamn situation. We're in the worst fucking situation in all of human history. And I'm talking about not just the United States, Europe. I'm saying the world. We're all going to be fucked if the Americans drop their guns and don't fight. And that's why I have 100% respect for Americans. And, you know, I've heard some people say, oh, well, no one's going to come and save us or help us because we're the Americans and blah, 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 blah. Well, there's people that can discern between the American government and the American people. The American government is a shit fucking piece of shit, and the American people, I know there's a lot of stupid idiot American people, but everyone that I've dealt with, like you and many others, are fucking decent people, and you're not gonna like lie down and take it up the ass. You're gonna save your asses, and by doing that, you're gonna save the world. And it comes to that. And to get to the point, those motherfuckers in their castles in fucking Europe, the you know, whoever we're talking about, that's the elite, the New World Order. They are so shit scared that their fucking plans aren't gonna follow through. Because even with half the American military against the Americans, there's the Hirohito, I think his name was, an admiral in the Japanese Navy, said there's no way we can win a land attack in on mainland America, because behind every blade of grass there would be a man with a gun. And so that's the point. Most Americans are armed. Thank fucking God. Anyways.
Yeah, I agree. I just, I hope you're right. You know?
It's going to be a battle no matter what. If they bring it to us, or if we say, fuck you guys, we're going to give it a head start, I think we'd be in a better position if we did do that. You know what I mean? If we caught them off guard, preemptive strike.
Oh, against the government, yeah, that'd be excellent. But in order for that to happen, you'd have to have people who were, you know, somewhat
organized.
Yeah, it's somewhat intelligent.
Well, and don't underestimate the power of the good force. I mean, I think there are a lot of people that are smart and are capable and can do this stuff. The only problem is what they're doing is, you've heard about the AI rollout. They used it in Jade Helm, called Jade 2. Well, what they're planning to use on the Americans is called Jade Helm. And it's been...
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's been in effect for the last two months. It's been a training exercise. But what it is, and I'll tell you straight up, it's very basic. It is a computer that analyzes every situation and gives orders. And it has no remorse, no regrets, will not compromise, and so on. It gives the order. You do what the computer tells you. We're at that level, man. It's fucking Skynet. You know, that's just in the States. And there's pacts between Canada and the U.S. The Canadian troops will assist the American troops and vice versa. I mean, most Canadians have no idea about this. Our troops are very, very much more powerful compared to the Americans. I mean, that's probably not the truth, or not the case. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this stuff has been in the works for so long. And they're ready to unload it. And the September 23rd date is a big day. Anyway.
Yeah, that's, I think that's the end date of that Jade Helm. I think it was supposed to, I think it was called Jade Helm 15 because it was supposed to go from
the
15th
July
15th.
July to,
July 15th to September 15th or something like that.
Well, what they've done
15
is
weeks,
they've,
15 weeks.
They have now completed their training with this fucking machine so they can affect their plans.
Right.
I'm not a doom guy. Like, well, I am to some degree. I'm like, if you live in Tornado Alley and you live in a house that doesn't have a basement, I'd be like, well, build a basement, please. Because, you know, you never know. You got to be ready. And there's a lot of people that aren't fucking ready. They're going to suffer. And that's the saddest fucking thing. Because, you know, no matter how much you yell and scream and explain and provide brochures and you name it, people are still fucking lazy, incompetent, stupid, arrogant, selfish, greedy, you name it, all the bad stuff. And they won't listen. They're just like, everything's fine, la, 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 la. And, you know, when the shit hits the fan, they're the first to go. And you know, right. Now isn't the time to start scrambling. If something happens, it's going to happen in the next little few days or a few, the next little while, like before October. And that's what I truly believe, based on everything I've heard and seen on videos and stuff. I don't believe everything, but I scrutinize, and you know, there's enough info to make a somewhat of a conclusion. And I would say, you know, why not be ready? Why not get your shit together? But if you wait until now, you may be in for some shit.
All right. That's the truth, man. That's
all it takes
truth.
Get yourself some food, water. If you don't have a gun, you know, buy a gun. Get ammo. you know, it's going to be a cold winter. Get extra blankets and this and that. You know, like, I think they're setting it up on purpose like this. We're gonna be frozen to death, most of us. Those who survive will be eating each other. That's the zombie apocalypse. And yeah, it's a frightening scenario. It's probably the worst goddamn thing you could possibly think of. No one could fucking write this shit. It's fucking. It is only the most evil motherfucker on the planet could come up with this fucking idea. And it's so real and it's so right around the corner that, you know, I see it for what it is. I know what's going on because I've paid attention. But I've been screaming, wake up, wake up, wake up, every fucking chance I can. And it only reaches so many people, but I did wake up some people, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, man. I think it's important to really not hold back if you have the opportunities to. And, you know, it just really depends on where people's mind states are. On, you know, depending on where their mind states are, it depends usually on where that, you know, where that next ruling will go. You know, like I said, there's you know, all the empires are gone. I mean, there's one empire in the world, I guess, that still has Japan. The Emperor of Japan is the only remaining monarch in the world, reigning under the title of Emperor, and also the Imperial House of Japan is the oldest continuing hereditary monarch in the world. And, you know, this was obviously after, you know, the Shogunate rule and after the Meiji period of the Meiji Constitution in 1889 in Japan. But, I mean, their current state is, you know, their 1947 constitution. So, you know, again, it does, especially when you look at things like that, it definitely seems more than a facade. It definitely appears to be one. And, you know, I don't know, man. It can go either way.
That's right, dude. And you know what? Just like looking at branches of a tree, looking at the whole tree, looking at all the branches and how they end, say that each end of each branch is a node. It's an outcome. These motherfuckers have planned out every fucking scenario. And they've designed it so that they will win it unless they lose it all. So that's the thing. I mean, it can be won, but we have to be resilient and we have to be strong and intellectual and intelligent, powerful, mighty, all that good stuff. We have to look at the tree too. We have to see all the outcomes. And, you know, somewhere someone is analyzing all this shit and going, I have faith that the collective consciousness of humanity is awake enough to put to be a formidable enemy of this evil that has all the power, all the technology, you know.
Yep, no doubt. I agree, man. I agree. I think you have 30 seconds left or something like that.
Well, you know how it goes, right? I mean, it's the kind of thing that stops you dead in your tracks. You're like, oh, really? You know, like, oh, okay, well, it's a game changer. It's like, are you in the game, or are you in the game? Because if you're in the game, you better start playing it to win. That's the way it goes.
No doubt. I feel you, dude.
Has it been 45 minutes?
Yeah, it's about to go off any second.
All right, I'll let you go, bud.
All right, dude. If you want to repost or if you need some help with anything, let me know.
All right, thanks a lot, man. It was a good conversation.
All right, bud.
Okay, bye.